It is over a year since the rushed two-day pre-legislative scrutiny process of the general scheme of the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Amendment Bill 2021 took place. On the 15th and 16th of February 2022, the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Children, Disability, Equality, Integration and Youth heard from key stakeholders, including disabled people, on the provisions in the bill. At the time, there was significant concern from disabled people about the inaccessible and rough nature of the PLS process, about the lack of easy-to-read documentation detailing the changes to the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act 2015, and about the lack of consultation with disabled people themselves. At the time, we were told that there was a deadline for commencement in June 2022, and that there was a court case on hold pending the commencement of capacity legislation. That deadline was extended, which was welcomed, as the Shannon and Munster Garments officials considered amendments. The 2021 Amendment Bill became the 2022 Act when it was finally signed into law by President Michael D. Higgins on the 17th of December. So you would think that by now, almost in March 2023, people would be realising their rights to have presumed capacity and decisions supports rather than decisions being made for them and being made wards of court. You would think that, but unfortunately it would not be true because we are still waiting for the full commencement of the Amendment Act and the 2015 Act. I think that's utterly unacceptable. To take a step back, 8 years ago to be precise, the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Bill Act 2015 was signed into law. It was seen to be progressive, person-centred, and a move away from the paternalistic control exerted over some people's decisions. The 2015 Act was to make Ireland compliant with the human rights obligations in Bunrock na hÉireann as well as in the international conventions. Wardship was to be abolished. The Decision Support Service was to be set up. People were to be presumed to have capacity in decision-making. Health and social care workers were going to be expected to take all practical steps to assist a person in making a decision for themselves. Capacity assessments were to be used as a last resort. A person's will and preferences was to be respected. Advanced healthcare directives were to have legal standing. Older people, disabled people and all people with decision-making support needs waited patiently for the full commencement and they are still waiting. Since the 2015 Act was signed into law, Ireland has ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. On the 7th of March 2018, the Dáil passed the motion for ratification of the UNCRPD. So we're coming up to the 5th anniversary of ratification. It is 8 years since the original Act was passed, but people are still being taken into wardship. People are still not having their will and preferences respected. People are still left in limbo about knowing when this legislation will come into effect. How is that fair, Minister? That is not to say that the legislation is perfect and is fully UNCRPD compliant and human rights compliant. It certainly isn't. Opposition put forward many amendments last year to try and improve the legislation. One particular example was the amendment around extending provisions to people with mental health difficulties. And there was a small compromise reached on that matter. 16 and 17-year-olds are still excluded from the provisions, which is completely contrary to the state's obligations and commitments under the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. I'm asking today when the Act will be fully commenced for you to give a date at some point in the near future that would allow for everyone to prepare for changes coming. But I'm also asking why this is taking so long when the government had self-imposed tight timeframes, which distressed and excluded some people from taking part in the process and was a reason given for not accepting opposition amendments. And now everyone is still sitting around unsure as to when their will and preferences they will have will be legally upheld. It needs to make sense, Minister.